Audio Morning Brief, 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, March 15th. For the stock market, I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Processing a video this morning, but it's long. It's in the 20-minute area, and I probably gave out too much information. Could have been saved for tomorrow, but I felt like it's important information. But for those of you who are just in a rush and all you want is a few price ideas of what's going on, last night, the stock market dropped 60, 70 points in the S&P 500 on Credit Suisse news. This, in my opinion, should not be that big of a shocking deal. I think just people are very sensitive and overreacting. The bank has had problems for a very long time. Saudi Arabia was starting to bail it out. Now they're backing out. They're not going to do anymore necessarily. I think people have already prepared what to do. I don't think this is going to be a contagion and hurt us, but it does scare people. So it may hurt the markets here and knock the stocks off, but it really shouldn't, in my opinion. But they're worried, is this a sign something else goes wrong for us? Well, I think it's not a driver. If something else going wrong for us, it would happen without Credit Suisse. So we may have more bank problems, but there was already banks buying banks. There's already private investors buying assets of some of these banks. The system's working, and I haven't heard of any fresh new problems, new banks. Money is flowing out of regional banks into the big banks because people think that's safer. That does create a problem that you can hurt your own local bank, okay? This may be irrational behavior, but you could argue people are just trying to protect themselves. It's rational to them, okay? And the stock market is picking up on this. But here's what I have for you. I'll try to get this brief as possible. This model is saying, yesterday's bounce towards the close and the drop just ahead of it wasn't quite right. And so the model's actually pleased. I'm very pleased the market's down some because it looked like it was getting away from me here, turning more bullish, and I wanted to buy more dips, okay? Well, at any rate, we got a big dip this morning. It's going to be a big gap, and the market should go up and fill it, but then it may go lower and lower and lower and lower, okay? We don't know for sure. All you know is they ought to bounce it up into it. But it may bounce up and just keep on going higher and higher and higher. So it was a buy the dip, okay? We don't know. But what we do know is the model is suggesting a level 4 intra-week swing, downswing, should end this morning. That's the highest probability. So hopefully we get the panic off this morning and they feel a little better about it, okay? And I think they might be feeling a little better. Some of this inflation stuff, retail sales were off. We haven't dialed that into the model as well, okay? And I think we get PPI numbers now after the CPI inflation. So there's some things here where people would like to calm down and buy. And we've heard news of some big players buying some of those beaten up banks. And even Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan bought $29 million of his own bank, okay? So you can see people just thinking they could take advantage of this. And I think they're thinking, this little, whether it's a bailout or not, doesn't matter. This type of action, historical, has meant stock market moves up later and the Fed backs off on rates or at least chills out. And I think the Fed's going to chill out, frankly. But we will see come next Wednesday whether they raise it, how much, or they don't raise it at all. I doubt they're going to drop rates. It'd be nice. But at any rate, they've certainly hurt the banks more than they hurt any the rest of the economy here. And I discussed that. Any rate, looking for a bottom early this morning, highest probability. The next probability would be that it bottoms at or before 2 p.m. Eastern time today. That's how long it might take them to get done selling, maybe get a better news, and maybe pop it up a little bit by the close or something. The lowest probability is it doesn't bottom till near the close to start of tomorrow, and that's very low probability. It's looking like sooner rather than later to get this level 4 bottom in place. Now, this level 4 bottom is yet another opportunity for a level 3 bottom that ought to occur this week, early next, ideally this week, okay? And any level, and this level 3 bottom, I shouldn't say any, this level 3 bottom should create the level 2, level 1 bottom. This is our last opportunity. If this market's going lower 2 weeks from now, it'll trigger a time stop. We got problems. We're going to be in the mud all the way to May. And I say mud in the sense that it's not necessarily bearish long term. In fact, I don't believe we're going to be in a bear market at all. All right. But it can go lower than we want. It can retrace more of that up move from October last year, the lowest price of the year. those kind of things can give us some complications for quite some time. But ideally, this market's still going higher in April, just not as well and as high as we'd like, because we got new information here of this surprise of finally breaking something. And everybody says the Fed wants to break something. Other people don't think of it that way, but they say the Fed normally breaks something when raising interest rates. Okay, but some of them are now thinking, if we're breaking something, this may be the key. The Fed Reserve's not going to raise rates for a while. Okay, they really ought to take a break, in my opinion. All right, that's just, all I'm going to give you is, yes, we already know the market can go. Well, first of all, let me give you some of the downside projections. If they really want to get crazy here, 3,800 down to 3,750 cash S&P 500 could be a target range and another chance for another kind of floor. Anything near the lows in December, okay, in that little range or bottom can be downside target, and we're actually in getting in that range. Yesterday was a very interesting pattern of coiling up, looking bullish, but this morning with this Credit Suisse news, it might be destroying that pattern and upsetting some of the bulls here. And I explain in greater detail for the video. At any rate, consider that amount of downside. And what you might want to consider is there's just no reason being bullish or optimistic till it trades over yesterday's high at 3937.29. So I give you something to watch on the upside. I give you something to watch on the downside. And then I give you a time frame for today, how things might work here. And we're still thinking this market's bottoming out and going to try to work higher in coming days, weeks, and so forth. What else might go wrong, however? Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.